With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
That's about...
So easy.
You gotta put it in
I'm about to get crazy political. You know, I made like a statement. I'm about to read it to you. So, you know, listen up, dog. About to kick knowledge.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
So let's give our country the best Christmas present of all. And speaking of Christmas, yes, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Speaking, I'm talking about Christmas present. I'll give you a bigger Christmas present. You're going to be saying Merry Christmas again, okay? You're going to say Merry Christmas.
Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, couple of dopers, huh?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Yes, happy birthday.
And now.
I'm cold. Switch up, and then, well, no, I'm cold. All right, bend over. Okay, I'm slipping, and then bad things.
Our feature presentation.
Yeah. She speaks truth.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure what she said, but.
I was talking about shower sex.
Oh, okay.
Like you do.
Still not positive that I understand it all, but.
It's all right.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, the 20th of Rocktober.
And the Dodgers, who watched the Cubs celebrate in Game 6 of the NLCS last year, right here on this field, about to turn the tables in 2017. Line shot, and it is caught, and the ball game is over, and the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the pennant. The Dodgers are headed to the World Series.
Kevin, did you actually tune in again last night?
I watched the game.
The whole thing?
Most of it. I mean, it's a slow-moving sport, so you can get up and, like, run to the store and get something and come back.
True.
And you don't miss a whole lot.
But every time you left the room, you missed another 2 or 3 Dodger runs.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. When I left, it was 1-0, and then I came back, and it was 3-0, I think, or something like that. And then all of a sudden, I did miss the 8 runs between 3-11.
Yeah.
I think Kevin might be the good luck charm, you guys.
Oh, don't even say that.
I feel
don't
like
even, nope.
Kevin
that,
is
nope.
required
do not,
now to tune in.
Absolutely not.
Excuse
I had nothing
me,
to do with it.
Excuse me, you tuned in game 3,
right.
And what happened? Andre Ethier hit a home run. They ended up winning the game, right? You did not
right,
tune
but I just like to
four.
Put the emphasis on they won the game.
Right, because you
tuned in.
I don't feel like that's the
game
case.
Game 4, you didn't watch a second of it. What happened? Lost.
Yeah, I was watching
game 5,
hockey.
Kevin,
yeah.
W.
But I'm not taking responsibility for that.
But you should.
Which means, I should be, but then now I have to watch baseball.
Yes.
Right.
No.
Just one more series.
For the greater good, though.
I mean, it was exciting because every person I know is wrapped up in the Dodgers, pretty much.
Yeah.
How can you not be?
I mean, because I'm not into baseball, but I do, every single person that I talk to pretty much is crazed about them going to the World Series. And I remembered when I was following the Kings when they were winning the Cup both times, and it was pretty much almost the most important thing in my life.
Sure.
So I figured I would support my friends. I'd watch a little baseball. You know, I could take it for about 45 seconds, a minute, and then I'd check out and do something. Mm-hmm. You know, iron a shirt or whatever I do.
I'm sure you would ever iron a shirt.
Hey, Mr. Bad Example, were you doing what last night during the game?
Do you iron t-shirts?
I just made that up.
Okay.
Let's hear some more of the end.
For the first time in 29 years... What a night for the Dodgers, and what a team they have been. The team with the best record in the major leagues this season, 104 wins, a sweep of the Diamondbacks in the division series, and they take down the Chicago Cubs in the league championship series in five games.
I'll tell you, the biggest problem I would have had last night is trying to figure out who the most valuable player of the series was, because there's like 10 guys you could have put up.
I definitely would have said Turner. Well, for sure. He was co-MVP.
Is he the mountain man?
Co-MVP.
Oh, that's
yeah. Ginger
beard.
Jesus, yeah.
Ginger Jesus has a beard.
Yes.
Wow. Why didn't you guys tell me about him?
Right?
He's something else, isn't
and
he?
And a
sure
local
is.
Kid, Long Beach guy. Right? He's just, he's a good guy. Good guy, Ginger Jesus.
I got to give a beer mug the credit for this. I thought this was interesting. You all may disagree, but it's been so long since the Dodgers went to the World Series, 1988. A lot has changed in America since then. And I thought these were fun facts.
Oh, no.
For instance.
No. Fun facts are never fun.
What in 1988, the last time the Dodgers were in the World Series, what was the average cost of a new home in America? If you're going to go out and buy a house after the Dodgers won that World Series in October that year, how much would you be paying for a house?
In America or in L.A.?
America. Average cost of a new home. America.
I don't have any way of guessing.
$95,000.
Alan McKay, it's $91,600.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Pretty good at that.
Thank you. That'll
get me far.
What was
the average price of a new car? I'm sorry, the average price of a new car.
I'm going to say $19,000.
$19,000, all right.
I'd go lower.
Lower.
$10,400.
I mean, you didn't guess. You just said lower. That's not...
You are right. Still won.
Average monthly rent... Kevin, what were you paying in 1988?
I was rooming with you, I think, so nothing.
That's true. Rather company dive.
$700?
No.
$600?
Like $250.
$400, $250.
Right in the middle, guys, $420.
Oh.
All right, here's one.
Allie was so dismissive of me. No, don't be ridiculous.
Well, it was a dumb guess.
It was, okay.
Here's one for me. U.S. postage stamp. I'll take it. 24 cents? Yes, it was. It was 24 cents. Which is less than half of what it is today, by the way. Movie ticket, 1988 price.
$750.
No.
Stop being so insulting.
$350.
Exactly $350, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Exactly. All right, let's just...
You can be insulting. If you can nail it.
I mean, I was in like nail first it. Grade right. And I know these right. Things.
Let's just do two more. A dozen eggs in 1988. By the way,
$25.
I'm not sure I know what a dozen eggs cost now. Isn't it about $2 now, I think? A dozen eggs?
Don't know.
No, I think like $4.19.
Is that how much it is now? What was it in 1988?
I get Instacart. I don't look at prices.
Wow. 1988, what was it? He's asking your price. Oh. I said $25.
I think lower. 95 cents.
65 cents. And the final one, and this was the most disturbing for me, was the average income per year in 1988 in the U.S.
$600. And I feel
not
like
not going to a lot
I
of movies like or eating eggs.
I feel like that's spot on, too, by the way.
What do you think, Alec?
Average income in the U.S. I'd
$650.
Say,
let me go up. $650.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd say tops. $20,000.
It was $24,450. And I was surprised by that because in 2017 dollars, that's got to be $60,000 or something.
Yeah.
People were living it up in 1988. There are a lot of people today who are making $25,000, $30,000 a year and trying to survive with prices at 2017 levels.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of income lost in the last 29 years for sure. But I'd love to know. I don't have it here. I'd love to know what the Dodger team payroll was in 1988.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was probably like $5 million or something, you know? And now look at it. But congratulations. That was so much fun, you guys.
Thank you. That was fun.
What?
Huh? I'm talking about the Dodgers.
Oh.
Sorry, the Dodgers. Right. Congratulations. So the World Series starts Wednesday, right?
No, I think Tuesday.
Tuesday? All right.
Oh, God. When? When does it start?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
But I have a question. I have a qualifying question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If there's a Kings game on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You still got to watch the Dodgers.
I mean, I'm not sure I can commit to that.
Well, you have to.
There will be a time difference, obviously, for a lot of the games. So
okay,
you can start.
Okay, so maybe it'll be off a little bit. All right. All right. As long as I only have to tune in for, like, a play.
That's pretty much it, Kevin.
Okay,
that's
excellent.
All we need you for.
I can do that.
Okay.
Same I do here. Exactly. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
What's going on? Is someone doing something? Who's doing something?
We got the movie beat because it's Friday. Mm-hmm. We also have Keep It 100, like we do on Fridays. What did you do to help the Dodgers? We're going to ask you that question because a lot of people have sports fans are superstition crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wanted to deny any helping of the Dodgers because now if they lose, everyone comes down on me and that's ridiculous. So take it easy, everybody. But everybody has their jersey that they wear or the food they eat or the place they sit in. And superstitions are ridiculous and mm-hmm. most sports fans have them. We also have, do we have the echo? We also have great news
mm-hmm.
on the program today. We're going to talk to RJ Bell with his picks for week 7 of the NFL. We've got your tickets for the Clippers and for the Ducks as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back for the Showbiz Beat.
The Kevin and Bean Show, mornings on K-Rock.
And you represent the absolute worst.
LA and OC's alternative rock, Carol Q.
If there was only a way we could buy tickets to see that band sometime soon, that would be great.
Well, it's funny you should bring it up, Kevin, because noon today, K-Rock Street team members can buy their tickets to Night Number 1 featuring Muse of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2017. Tickets for both shows are going on sale December 9th and 10th at the Forum. Noon today, get that street team password at krock.com right now. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
What's going on with you, man?
First of all, bless you.
Thank you. Does that work?
Are you getting
button?
Sick? Yeah, that works.
Check.
Yeah, that's working.
It does work.
But our mics still pick it up, but just not as much.
I'm not getting sick. No, it's just allergies.
Okay, good.
Been having some allergy issues this week. I'm just trying to wrap my head around your last segment. So things were less expensive years ago?
By quite a bit, and I think that's
so. 30 years ago, things cost less than they do today.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's a hot take.
I think that's the takeaway.
Strong.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, that was fun to find out things were less expensive in the past. It's good stuff.
Why do you hate fun, Ralph?
Exciting.
That was fun for us.
It's just interesting to think that at one time we lived in a world where you could buy a gallon of gasoline for less than a buck. That's all. It's just.
As I was walking out of the studio, I said, that would have been a lot more interesting last year with the Cubs because they were like 100 years, but, you know, all right. 1988.
Why do you hate fun?
I don't. I was.
Why is it fun to know that things were cheaper in the past?
But
isn't that sort of a given?
But to like, get them right?
It was a nickel for a loaf of bread and 25 cents for a ride on the trolley car. We all know those stories, right?
But I nailed a couple of those.
Oh, it was
like,
fun
right
for you because you guessed
I won.
Right.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Come
she
on.
Destroyed me in
Have
the
you
guessing,
met me?
So.
Now we understand
right.
why I thought it was fun. Because she did well at it.
Yep.
I gotcha. How much did an Arby's sandwich cost 30 years
great
ago?
Question.
That's a great question.
I don't have every item in America.
Oh, I thought you had a catalog.
We can't continue the fun?
Oh. Because tomorrow, I'm just excited, because tomorrow Arby's going to be serving deer meat sandwiches.
Yay!
Deer meat? Yeah.
Why?
Because it's delicious. Because deers are tasty food. I
was trying to remember
why
if I
Arby's,
ever
though.
Ever
like,
seen
yummy.
They got the meat. Isn't
they
that
do
their
have
slogan
the meats.
Or something? We got meat.
That's Try our slogan.
Meat. Eat our
that
meat.
That is mine.
Taste our meat. Hey, you want a mouthful of meat? What's their slogan there at Arby's?
Also mine.
Take the meat. Take it. Shut up and take the meat, I think is their slogan.
Meat sweats.
I don't think it's meat sweats. Yeah. But it's for one day only. Go
that's
figure.
Weird.
That's
a lot of work.
Strange. That is a lot of work for one day.
How do you know how many deer to kill if you're just going to serve it for one day?
I'd be safe and just take them all out.
I mean,
freeze the rest, right?
They probably have deer to use. I don't think they have to go out and shoot one every time somebody orders a sandwich.
I don't think they do have deer.
Great,
to use.
They had a pen in the back. Pick your own. Be like lobster at one of those fine seafood restaurants.
Kevin
I'll take the one with the big doe eyes. It looks all sweet and gentle. Yeah, just lop the head off of that one. And let me gut it with my teeth.
Arby's has not sold venison before, so I assume they had to make some sort of a deal to go out and get some deer, right?
Right, I assume so. Unless they've been raising them.
Who do deer meat, and you just buy that from a vendor.
No, I think they had a deal. Deal in place.
What's the confusion about how the world works in this room?
It's not this room, I don't think.
It's a regular meat.
Yeah. Right, but
venison is a common meat. A lot of people raise, slaughter, and serve up venison.
But then how would Arby's procure that?
They would go in the phone book and look up deer meat. Make a phone call. Hey, how's deer meat? Hi, this is Arby's. Can you send over a couple sides of deer? We'll be right on that. And then Al drops him off.
He is helpful.
Al's pretty cool.
Speaking of meat, they have a deal. Hey, you know that Harvey Levin show, Objectified, where he talks to famous people and he picks out an item that they own?
Yes.
And they talk about the significance of that item?
That they've kept from childhood? Yes.
Yes. Great one with Mike Tyson.
Already aired or is coming up?
Yes.
Okay.
Somewhere. One of those two.
Yes.
Does not say here in this story. It just says Harvey interviewed Mike Tyson about, what do you think? What do you think the one object he has from 19, I'll give you a clue, 1987.
Ooh, what did it cost?
Was large and in charge in his life at that time. It was an object. It was a thing. And a lot of people enjoyed it. It wasn't just his own personal thing. It was a very popular thing for a lot of kids, especially. 1987.
A Rubik's Cube.
No. It was Mike Tyson-centric. Mike Tyson-centric.
Oh, he had the video game.
Punch-Out!
Punch-Out, yeah.
Punch-Out. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. What? Dad, are you on this morning?
I didn't sleep a lot, so I tried to make up for it with Colby.
Allie's punching at the air like she's fighting ghosts.
She doesn't understand how mics work.
No,
not on
or
TV.
Radio.
Right.
It's a very visual gag you just did there. Yes, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out from 1987. Huge, huge hit. In arcades everywhere.
Well, did that feature him? Or was it just a game?
Oh.
I wasn't listening.
1987.
Right.
How old do you think Mike Tyson was?
I don't have any idea.
Oh.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out was the name of the
game. Oh, it was. Okay.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Oh.
He was featured in the game, Allie. No doubt. Is this the last?
Kevin
showbiz of the
just
day.
Just flip me off with the most aggression
because
I've ever seen.
Because I was
seen.
No right. one in this room understands nope. how the world works.
No, nope. No one's listening to you, but she.
I made you feel bad
right.
for a second because
you were down.
Why do some people tune out?
But you also.
Holy crap.
You have to remember, he was 21 years old when he was the champ, Allie.
I didn't know. Yeah.
Hold the think he is, Kevin.
I was really bitchy.
He was not a big fan of that game when it was released 30 years ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, he had a hard time playing it. That's why I don't think it was a Rubik's Cube that Iron Mike was hanging on to and working with back in the day. He didn't strike me as the Rubik's Cube type of guy.
I felt like that Mr. was around the time that was a sensation.
Right, but do you think Mike Tyson was sitting down with the Rubik's Cube?
I'm just trying to guess. Just trying to help the conversation along.
His favorite character in the game?
Come on, Beat. It's all right. We're all having fun. His favorite character in the game couldn't have been him. That's why you're asking.
Right.
Is it another boxer?
Yeah, Glass Joe. Remember Glass Joe?
I remember the nickname, yeah.
It was the first guy you faced in the game. And he had a glass jaw, and he was so easy to knock out. And Mike liked him because it was the only person he could beat in that game. Mike Tyson couldn't beat his own game!
That's awesome.
See, now we're having fun. Right?
Now we're having fun.
Yeah.
You know what that game cost back in 1987?
I do not.
Oh. Allie?
$4.75.
Right. Right on the money. Once again. Today's celebrity birthdays. Danny Boyle. Oh, how much do we love Danny Boyle?
So much.
He's such a talented director. 61 years old today. Viggo Mortensen has a tail. And it's also his birthday today. 59 years old. Snoop Dogg. 46. John Krasinski is 38. And Candace Swanepoel.
All right.
It's all right?
It's all right.
She has a birthday today. Okay. She's 29. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beats.
I got some stuff you just gotta try. What is it?
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. LA and OC's alternative rock. KROQ.
Right now, Ralph Garman steps in and we take a look at the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies.
Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Too many movies. Hmm. Too many movies this weekend. Nobody needs this many movies.
Okay.
So we're going to cut down our reviews just to the ones that are going to be released wide release.
Okay.
The limited release ones, we just simply don't have the time to get to. So if you like that part of the Movie Beat, you can just find those Fandango or something. Because I got too much. And some of them really need to be spanked. Some
okay.
of these movies need to be spanked.
How so do you spank a movie?
I'm going to show you.
Okay.
Usually I try to read about the films and watch the trailers and sort of digest them before I talk about them. But I want to read this plot description of this film directly as it was printed by the company.
Okay.
Because you need to hear it in its glory. It's called A Same Kind of Same Kind of Different as Me.
Same kind of different as me.
Okay.
That's the title of the movie?
That's the title of the film. Same kind of different as me, which is already just confusing in about 18 different ways.
Yeah.
Stars Renee Zellweger, John Voight, Jamin Hunsu, and Greg Kinnear. Four people who shouldn't be in the same room together, let alone the same movie. Here's the plot. International art dealer Ron Hall must befriend a dangerous homeless man in order to save his struggling marriage to his wife, a woman whose dreams will lead all three of them on the journey of their lives.
What?
F you! F you, movie! Come on!
That sounds like the worst movie ever.
It sounds like, you know when you put those words on your fridge magnets, the fridge magnet words, and you just kind of mess them around and say, oh, let's read what this says now. That's how they describe this film. International art dealer Ron Hall must befriend a dangerous homeless man in order to save his struggling marriage to his wife, a woman, thanks for adding that,
right,
whose dreams will lead all three of them on the journey of their lives. F you right in the ear, same kind of different as me.
I hope whoever wrote that didn't also write the movie.
Here's some clips from the trailer.
What's your name?
You don't need to know my name.
Well, I'd like to know your name.
Tell your woman to stop bothering me.
You'd be doing me a big favor to just be nicer.
You want to be my friend?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to have to think about that.
You're befriending some homeless man.
You figure out why he want to know me. Done some bad things.
You're not a bad man. It's pretty sexy what you did today.
Hanging out with a homeless guy.
How was it?
Actually, it was kind of amazing.
Oh.
Wow, that's a lot.
Wow.
You know how you were talking about it before?
Yeah.
That clip made it worse.
Much worse. However, we also have The Snowman to look forward to this weekend.
All right.
I can't wait to check this out. First of all, Michael Fassbender, always terrific in everything.
Agreed.
And then you give me a nice crime thriller with a serial killer who's got an interesting hook, like taking people's heads off and putting them on snowmen. I'm absolutely in. Michael Fassbender plays Detective Harry Hole, who's investigating the disappearance of a woman. And starts finding all kinds of snowmen, all kinds of heads on them. Here's some clips from the trailer.
He calls himself the Snowman Killer. He's completely insane.
I'm thinking that he's going after women that he disapproves of.
He's been watching us the whole time. Building snowmen, cutting things up into little pieces. He's taunting us. If we don't find him, this is never going to stop.
You can't force the pieces to fit.
You could have saved them.
No.
Gave you all the clues.
Oh! Yeah! I love these films so much.
Same. That looks great.
Yeah. Then there's the Kevin movie of the week, Geostorm. Geostorm. You know how the satellites control the weather?
Yeah.
Sure. Right?
Yep.
Well, what happens when those satellites start to go wrong and then they start to attack Earth with a series of horrific weather events? You got to go into space and stop the space weather control satellites.
Right?
First
sure.
of all, Gerard Butler stars in this film. Yeah, it's Geostorm. And Kevin, when are you going? What, do you got your tickets yet?
I'm not positive that's
You're
my choice.
You're so going to go.
I'm not positive it's my choice.
There's so many louds.
Don't lie to us.
The
snowman looks great.
But this
and
has
I have
so
a lot of stuff
louds.
To do this weekend. So
I know, a lot of running. Here's the clips from the trailer of Geostorm.
Thanks to a system of satellites, natural disasters have become a thing of the past. We can control our weather.
Mr. President, one of our thermospheric satellites malfunctioned over Afghanistan.
This wasn't a malfunction. It was intentional.
There's potential for catastrophic weather events on a global scale. A geostorm.
so many things in this movie they tried to pretend are real things that aren't.
That's true.
Very frustrating.
Thanks to the satellites, we now are able to control our weather because we have things that fly in space.
You do have to explain it all.
Wait, this is a geostorm, an event that is being manufactured by someone who controls our weather.
Wait, that's not on accident. That's on purpose.
Watch us blow some S up. Don't even bother to hang a story around it.
What was the movie a few years ago? I want to say Jake Gyllenhaal was in it. It was all about a weather catastrophe where the whole Earth like iced up or something. Do you remember?
No Time for Tomorrow. And tomorrow likes nobody.
He had to walk like 100 miles from D.C. to New York or something.
Tomorrow's a bad dream.
Come on, help me out here.
I think it had something with tomorrow.
About tomorrow. Day after tomorrow.
Oh, is that what it was?
Something like that.
That's what this kind of reminds me of.
But that was at least a natural phenomenon. It was like weather change, you know, climate change was affecting the planet and things were going horribly wrong. This is like, we've invented a machine that could make snowballs come out. Stop.
Yeah, that at least had a cheesy charm to it. This one, I'm not getting any kind of a hit of that on this new movie, for sure.
Also coming out this weekend, Only the Brave. This looks intense. True story of the Granite Mountain Hotshots, a group of elite forest firefighters who risk everything to protect their home from a historic wildfire. I used to have a buddy who was a hotshot up in California, up in the Santa Barbara area.
Oh, really?
And these hotshots, man, they are superheroes. What these guys do when these forest fires start, when you get these wildfires, what they have to put up with and how hard they have to work. It's a remarkable story. This movie is a terrific, dramatic representation of what those guys do. Great cast, too. Josh Brolin. Always great. Miles Teller. We love the Miles Man.
The Miles Man.
Jeff Bridges.
Ah.
Jennifer Connelly.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
Only the Brave's the name of the film. Here are some clips from the trailer.
What is that?
Fires threatening homes and people's lives. I'm on Granite Mountain. I just had a daughter, and I just really want to give her what I never had.
Burn over seconds away. It's going to feel like the end of the world.
She's barely seen you for the past few months.
I'm sorry.
Y'all are heroes.
No one could be prouder of his boys than I am of you guys.
See, that looks great to me.
Yeah, it's supposed to be terrific. And then, of course, there's
the choice for everyone.
Tyler Perry's Boo 2.
I can't even.
A Madea Halloween. Yes, Madea's back to face the creatures of Halloween.
It's not like you've lost your some.
Come
some
on, Ralph.
Mojo here, Ralph.
Come on, you've got energy still.
Boo. Remember when booing was a common occurrence here on the Kevin and Bean show? Boo was the way we expressed our feelings about a great many things. And I think
boo
pretty much wraps up my feelings. Here are the clips from the trailer.
There's a party tonight. It's at Lake Derrick.
Where the people got killed. Are you crazy?
It's going to be super creepy and scary. That's why it's going to be lit.
I'm so excited.
Do you believe this? 14 murders? Why would they want to go to a party where people have been murdered?
He's been drinking at Bayou's.
What is booze?
Bitch juice.
We're going to have a blast.
That girl cannot go up there. We're going to have to go get her. Come on, y'all. We need a phone.
Okay, well, we don't have reception.
Two. I'm going to go to this movie and just stand up in the middle of the theater with both middle fingers extended to the screen for 90 minutes.
Please do that.
I'm just going to do that. I'm just going to flip up off this entire movie.
Please do that.
How many of these Madea movies have they made? Do you guys know?
I have no idea.
I mean, I'm not joking.
It has to be over 10.
I was going to say, it feels like it's around there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It must be.
And they're obviously making money.
Yeah.
Inexplicable.
Kevin's going to catch a Boo Geostorm double feature, I think, sometime this weekend.
How dare you.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's movie beat.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
That's a suckfest.
LA and OC's alternative rock. KROQ.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Pregame.com's RJ Bell is on the line. Hit it, Steve.
Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell.
Bell's Dream Preview is his new podcast, available on iTunes with college football and NFL episodes every week. Pregame.com is, of course, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. RJ, good morning, sir.
Hello, boys.
Now, before we get into football, we cannot not talk about the Dodgers. We've been asking you along the playoff route here, and you've been telling us that they have been heavy favorites near the top. How's it looking now against a mystery opponent that is either Houston or New York?
Yes, opponent X. And wow, imagine if it's the Yankees, right? I mean, this is going to be some history here. And I think Major League Baseball would love it also. Dodgers, clear favorites. Right around, you got to bet $2 to win $1 on the Dodgers to win the World Series.
Against either opponent?
Again, yeah, right now you would be betting against whoever came out of the American League. Wow. Now, over there, obviously Yankees favored because they are up 3-2 in the series. So Yankees right now 2-1 underdogs, Astros 6-1 underdogs. So Yankees clear favorites, and whoever though comes out of the American League, you're going to have the Dodgers as the clear favorite.
Are the World Series a huge betting event in Las Vegas or just big?
Not nearly as big as you might think, because it's a money line. And I think we just talked about, oh, you bet $2 to win $1. That doesn't feel as intuitive to most people as, oh, the Patriots are favored by a touchdown.
Right.
It's easier to assess, oh, I think Brady's going to win by more than a touchdown. The whole 2-1 gets a little mathematical, thus there's a little less betting.
Okay. Now, speaking of football, last week you had your first losing week of the season, if I'm remembering correctly, RJ. You were 1-2, which is
I don't even remember that.
So with a 1-2 record from last week, that's essentially a chimpanzee throwing darts at a dartboard. That's what we got going on here. So
I'd like to suggest that RJ's season totals are 11 wins and 7 losses.
Okay, all right.
Or we could look back and say, huh, first year together, win for the listeners, profit, second year profit, third year profit, and now fourth year profit. We could look at it that way, too.
I mean, that maybe is another approach, I guess. Let's take a look at what you're talking about this week. The big dog game, the 49ers and the Cowboys.
Okay, this is interesting because obviously the Cowboys, America's team. We're taking, though, San Francisco plus 6 points in this game. Now, listen, 49ers have zero wins. People reject that, right? Rightfully so, but they tend to over-reject that albatross of zero wins.
What do you mean they reject that? They say it's a fluke?
No. They say we went no part of that. Who would want to bet a team that has zero wins? And that's why they're cheap. Playing teams that are 0-4 or worse. So right now, 49ers are 0-6. 0-4 or worse, you are 56% the last 30 years. And that's better than a professional bettor. They want to win about 55%. So that's a good starting point. We're taking a cheap team right now. We're buying cheap with the 49ers. And this is not a typical zero-win team. Because if you actually look at it, they've lost 5 straight games by a field goal or less. 3 points or less. That's a record. 49ers have a new coach, Shanahan. There's a sense of a plan, a direction. And the team's also thinking probably, we're not going to be that good this year anyway, but now we're going to get a high draft choice as we trend upward. So I think a lot of optimism with the 49ers. On the Dallas side, 2 distractions. They're running back Elliott. He's playing, he's not playing, he's playing, he's not playing. That's a legal distraction right now because of domestic violence. And number 2, the political stuff. The Cowboys didn't play last week. Remember, Jerry Jones, the owner, was talking a lot about, if anyone kneels, they're not going to play for me.
Right.
This will be the first game since then. Now, I'm not saying anyone's going to kneel, but I think it's something the players are thinking about. Distraction. We'll take in the 49ers plus 6.
All right. Interesting indeed. All right. The best bet, you got the Packers hosting the New Orleans Saints. And I wanted to ask, what happens in Las Vegas when an incident like Aaron Rodgers going down occurs? How quickly do those odds change on the Packers, for instance, to win it all?
Instantly. That's a service that these sports books have, is they got people watching every game. And the minute something drastic like that happens, there's an alert that goes out, and those odds come down within 30 seconds. So,
wow.
Yeah.
All right.
If you're waiting to beat that, you're going to be really good. That's a tough one to beat them to the punch air. But we're going without Aaron Rodgers and with the Packers plus 4.5 or so. Now, listen, let's say this because the listeners are going to be fascinated. Aaron Rodgers right now is the most valuable player in NFL history.
Whoa.
Because he's the best quarterback today. And in 2017, quarterbacks matter more.
Allie, are you going to let him say that about your boyfriend?
I mean, I don't want to correct him.
No, you hear what's being said
it's
here?
He's fine. Go
he's
ahead.
He's saying Aaron Rodgers is the most valuable quarterback
it's
NFL history.
Adorable.
and it makes sense because quarterbacks are so important today. But I think there's been an overreaction here. It's swung too much. And if you look at the backup, Brett Hundley, he didn't look good when he came in with no practice last week when Rodgers got hurt. But in general, Hundley is probably an average backup or a little bit better. He just didn't look like it last week. The Saints looked really good last week, but some of it was fluky. They had three non-offensive touchdowns. And one last thing, the Saints playing a dome, right? Well, the weather is actually supposed to be pretty bad on grass in Green Bay. That's a big factor. Thus, we're going with the Packers. 4.5-point underdogs.
All right, and the big game with RJ Bell in Las Vegas, pregame.com, the Broncos at the Chargers.
Yeah, we're going with the L.A. team, but actually we're going against the L.A. team. Denver plus one is our big game pick here. And this is really a one-factor handicap, so I'll say it very clearly. The Chargers have the worst home field advantage in the NFL. They're just not familiar yet with the stadium. It's not a football stadium to start with. And quite frankly, LA, for the most part, has not embraced this team. They've embraced the Rams now, it would seem, but not the Chargers. And thus, in the NFL, typically home field is worth about 3 points. Here it's worth maybe one, maybe nothing right now is what some pros in Vegas think. And then if you look at the line, let's say it's worth one. Oh, okay, the Chargers are then even as a one-point favorite with Denver? No, that's not the case. It's just the market's not realizing how little that home field is worth. You got a Denver team that was embarrassed on national TV against the Giants. They're going to look to rebound. You got a Chargers team that had a close win. Thus, they're going in opposite directions, and maybe the Chargers a little fat and happy here, but it really is about that home field, and we're going with the Chargers. Oh, I'm sorry, the Broncos getting 1 point in that game.
All right, that's the big game. Best bet, Packers plus 4.5 hosting the New Orleans Saints, and the big dog is the 49ers plus 6 hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Pregame.com is where you want to go for all the rest of the games. College, too. Podcast is on iTunes, RJ Bell's Dream Preview, and, of course, RJ in Vegas on Twitter. RJ loves to hear from our listeners, win or lose, how you do. Have a great week, sir. Thanks for jumping on.
Thank you.
Kevin and Bean.
Please enjoy our stupid show.
Speaking of the... No, not yet.
What?
I was going to mention another thing
what?
First. Come on.
What?
Speaking of the World Series-bound Dodgers,
oh.
Dave's trying to wake up Yasiel Puig to talk to us in a
yes.
few minutes. So I hope we can get Yasiel on the phone because he was having the time of his life last night. First, though, it's time for some great news. Now you need to bring it up.
Okay, let's do it again.
First, though, it's time... Nope. First, though, it's time for some great news.
That was perfect.
That's perfect.
That's on you.
First, though, it's time for some great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news. Allie, I know this is one of your favorite features that we do on the show. Why don't you lead off today with some great news?
I've got a couple that I'm going to combine into one great news story. The fires up in Northern California, just insanity what they have decimated. Just, I mean, tens of thousands of people without a home. It's crazy. And this first story is about a girl named Natasha Wallace. She's a Santa Rosa junior college student studying, looks out the window and goes, whoa, that fire's getting close. She drives home, grabs her dog, throws a bunch of clothes and everything in the car, gets going in the car and realizes, I'm not going to make it out of here in my car because the traffic was that backed up.
Oh, wow.
It was so bad. She drives back home.
So she started ramming everybody with her car?
Nope. Oh. She drives back home, takes the stuff out of her car, the bag, takes the clothes out, takes whatever things she had, pictures, all that, says to her pit bull, Bentley, I'm going to need you to jump in here, and we're going to have to do this. Puts the pit bull in her bag, puts the bag around her neck. This is a 70-pound dog. Hops on her bike and starts biking out of there.
Wow.
She gets a few miles.
What a lazy dog, am I right?
She gets a few miles, and a guy driving was like, oh, my God, this girl needs some help. Puts her in the truck. They get to safety. Her house burns down. Horrible situation. She's got a GoFundMe page for Natasha and Bentley, the Tubbs fire victims. She's up to $22,000 of a $30,000 goal because now she needs not only a new place to live, but a new place to live with a dog. Not easy for a college student. So that's story number one. The great news just of, I mean, my God, she put a 70-pound pit bull around her neck.
Yeah, that's got
on a bike. I'm with Kevin, though. You hitch up to that dog and let that dog pull you
on
the skateboard.
Come on, guys.
With a whip.
This next story is, again, a sad, sad story about a little boy, 9-year-old Lauren Jade Smith. He wrote to the Oakland A's and said, I love watching your A's games. I want to be an A's player. I play at Mark West Little League in Santa Rosa. I play baseball in my backyard. And in my backyard, they've won 6 World Series in a row. And then he goes on to list all the things that basically burnt down in his house, from his baseball that he had to hats that he had, that type of thing. Well, of course, it went viral. And the A's responded and said, we're going to help you out, whatever you need. And then listed a place where people could send their memorabilia to him. Maybe you had a baseball card you could do.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they weren't expecting the Tampa Bay Rays, Colorado Rockies, San Diego Padres, Boston Red Sox, Mariners, Diamondbacks, Tigers, Indians, Giants, all tweeted pictures of what they're going to send to this little boy. So once he gets his life back on track and has a home, he's basically going to have the best memorabilia collection ever. So it's just, it's a way of people coming together for a 9-year-old who probably thought, this is the worst thing that could ever happen to me. I lost my baseball card, and he's not even thinking of his home because he's 9. And it's just lovely because people are good. And that's my great news.
Why does it always work for Allie?
I can't figure that out either.
Yeah. Next with my great news.
Oh, yeah. It worked for you.
Works for me, too. Yeah. That's strange. We do a lot of stories about the NFL. A lot of them are negative because, and deservedly so. A lot of guys in the NFL are bad guys. Chris Long is not one of them in the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know if you heard the story or not, but he announced that he would be donating his salary for the rest of the game year to increase educational equality. His base salary is $1 million.
Oof.
So he already committed his first 6 checks to fund scholarships in his hometown of Charlottesville, Virginia. And then he says, now I'm pledging my last 10 game checks to organizations supporting educational equality and opportunity in St. Louis, Boston, and Philadelphia, the 3 cities I've called home during my NFL career.
What's he living on?
It must be from what he had before.
Okay.
Or he's got endorsements or something, but he's giving his entire salary away this year.
Awesome.
I'm playing the entire 2017 NFL season without collecting income because I believe the education is the best way to a better tomorrow for everyone in America, he added. And then he encouraged fans and businesses to match what he's doing as well.
Wow.
I thought that's some great news.
Oh.
Good karma, too. And look what the Eagles season is looking like. Maybe that's working for them,
right?
By the way. Listen, I have one more great news.
It's so weird.
Right?
Walter Erickson is his... Nope, you turn it off now until the end. Walter Erickson is his name. This young man has been working as a substitute teacher in Minneapolis since 1991. I say he's a young man because compared to Barney Smith that we talked to in San Antonio this week, who is 96, Walter's only 80. He retired as a full-time teacher in 1991 and has been substituting at the school since then. He's 80 years old. Such a sweet old man. Well, somehow word got around that he was having some financial problems. His wife needs cataract surgery and some much-needed dental work. He didn't know this was going on, but the students caught wind of this, and they started a GoFundMe page to help him raise the money so that they could present it to him for his surgeries.
They raised, the goal was $500, by the way, when the students started the GoFundMe. They handed over a check to him on Wednesday afternoon for $13,905.
Wow. Which went right up his nose.
I'm not sure that that is true.
I don't think so.
I saw a video of this guy. I didn't pull the audio because he's weeping and he's so far from the microphone you wouldn't have been able to hear it. But you can't imagine what it meant to him to find out that these bratty little high school students loved him that much that they would have this GoFundMe page and raise almost $14,000. For a substitute teacher, by the way. He says, I know my wife will appreciate it very much. Thanks a lot. I really mean it. Thank you so much. By the way, he has no plans to be stopping anytime soon. Again, he's 80. He's substitute teaching at the school. He plans to keep on going, and why not? It sounds like they got a love thing going up there in Minneapolis. And this has been great news.
K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock.
It's like lame, and it's like stupid, and it's dumb.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
And the Dodgers, who watched the Cubs celebrate in Game 6 of the NLCS last year, right here on this field, about to turn the tables in 2017. Line shot, and it is caught, and the ball game is over, and the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the pennant. The Dodgers are headed to the World Series.
By the way, I turned it off at some point. The Dodgers may still be scoring. They had 11 on the board by the time I left. But one of the men who was the hero of the series and was great again last night is the beautiful right fielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Cecil Puig, who joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
That's right, I go to World Series. Los Angeles Dodgers, best in the world. We're going to win the World Series. Yes, Cecil Puig.
I think you are going to win the World Series, Yasiel. This must make you so, so happy.
You don't understand. It made me so happy. Everybody, Los Angeles Dodgers, worked so hard to be the pennant champion, National League champion, and then we're going to be World Series champion. I don't think you understand. It's not city champion. It's not state champion.
Right.
It's not country champion.
Right.
It's world champion. If we were a series, that means we best on Earth. We have to fly into space in a big rocket and then go take another planet if we win World Series. So we be best in the world.
I don't
Dave Roberts by a big rocket, and then we go to Cape Canaveral, and then me, Clayton Kershaw, Justin Taylor, we all get on the rocket. Flying to space, and then there's the Decepticon, Octopath, and then we do, hey, you want to play baseball? I want to play baseball. It's Earth. We are the best on Earth. You're the best on Mars. I say, okay, you pitch. Who's going to be bottom line first? Who's going to take the field first? Who's going to be batting first? I say, I don't know. This is space. The first time I play baseball in space, I'm so happy.
I couldn't tell. Hey, Yasiel, I wanted to ask you about one play last night. It was so unbelievably impressive. You ran from first all the way around to home on a ball that one of your teammates hit off the wall. And it was unbelievable how fast you were in that crazy head-first slide into home plate. I was really worried that you hurt yourself, man.
No. Growing up, I get so much practice because I remember I was working in the sugar fields. Mm-hmm. And one time, the gorillas, they come in with machine guns.
Oh, no.
And they start firing at me and my family, and we have to run for cover and slide to avoid having our entire family.
And you slid head first then?
I would slide head first into my house, and that is how I practiced getting so good at running so fast.
When they start shooting at you, I guess that's a lot of reason to run fast, yeah.
Have I ever mentioned that growing up in Castro's Cuba was not fun?
You have mentioned something about it before.
Have I ever mentioned you that is not fun?
I don't remember much of it, though.
Being on a good baseball team in America and making lots of money is so much better.
Yeah.
It's so much better than being poor in communist Cuba. All right. Yes,
indeed. All right. We wanted to ask you, we didn't get a chance to bring this up last time we had you on, but what's the deal with you licking your bat in this postseason? Licking the tar off the bat.
Licking the tar off your bat. Licking the tar off your bat is how you do it when you make love to your bat. Because if you treat... Listen, Ali...
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
A baseball bat.
Sure.
Is just like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You have to treat it right for it to treat you right. The more you give to it, the more it gives back to you. So, Yasiel Puig, he takes his bat, Mm-hmm. He lies it down in a bed of rose petals. And I sing to it. I say, my little baby, ya soup, we gonna make you a Cuban sandwich. And then I make it some food. And I give my bed a massage. And I take it to the bathtub. And I put it in the water. And then Dave Roberts said, don't put it in water anymore. It's made of wood, you dumbass. And I said, okay, I'll cut that part out of it. But then I start taking it to the water. And I put it back on the rose petals. And I give it a kiss from head to toe. And then we make sweet love. And then y'all see if we take it into the ball game. And hit home run, y'all see if we.
Well, whatever you're doing, it's working, Yasiel Puig. We'll see you on our TVs Tuesday night. Congratulations on making it to the series, sir.
We are going to be the best in the world, and then I'm going to buy Ali.
Oh, I am delighted about that.
It's going to be great. You're going to be my concubine.
I'm in.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Cool. Sounds dope.
Yeah, fresh.
K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock.
Ralph, I don't know if you heard, but Yasiel Puig is going to buy Alley.
I heard that.
That's pretty cool.
What's going your rate for an Alley these days?
I think I'm just kind of standard white woman rate.
But with a lot of miles on her.
Thank you for note. Wait.
Wow. I mean, there should be a discount. Wow. Well, you're not. You're hardly fresh off the factory floor, Ali. Come on, let's be honest
here. Your dagosity knows no bounds.
It really doesn't.
I'm not saying she's not an excellent value. I'm just saying you got to take the mileage into account when you make a purchase. That's all.
I can hear you.
You're not making it better.
Hey, it's 7:53. Ralph is here with another look at the showbiz beat here on a Thursday morning. What's going on?
Foo Fighters are better than you.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. It's Friday. Friday morning. Sorry.
Start again. He said Thursday.
Oh.
Ralph is here to show me Friday morning.
Foo Fighters are better than you.
Yes.
First of all, they know what day it is. That's the first thing that they're good at.
Right.
And second of all, they're always doing great things for charity. And today's no exception. They are sharing an outtake from Concrete and Gold, their new album, one they didn't make the cut to end up on the album. They are taking new music from those sessions and contributing it to charity. It is a charity compilation to raise money for Planned Parenthood. This will be a 33-track collection. It'll be presented as a limited edition box set, and it's going to be all vinyl. All vinyl 45s to the 7-inch records. And the title of the compilation is...
Crap That Didn't Make the Album?
No, this is not... Foos are just contributing one song. There's a bunch of other artists that are also contributing.
Oh, I thought it was 33 songs from the Foos.
No.
No. Sorry, my bad.
You really thought that?
I did.
God damn it. Can you just... pay some kind of attention.
All right, I'm here
just
now.
Just a little bit.
One song and then 32 other people. Go ahead.
New tracks from Sharon Van Etten, Slater Kinney, Churches, St. Vincent, and more. So it's going to be a great compilation. The title of the compilation is 7 Inches for Planned Parenthood.
See?
I like it.
See what they've done there?
Uh-huh. I like it. I just wouldn't think they'd have 33 songs that didn't make their album.
It's goddamn exhausting, Allie. It really is. The song's called Soldier. Here's a little taste of brand new music from Foo Fighters.
How's it hanging? I'm David Perkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you. Any questions?
That should have made the album.
I love it.
Right?
I don't think we have that on there. I don't think we have the clip.
You don't?
I don't think so.
That's all that?
I don't think we have it.
You got to be kidding me.
I don't think so. I don't see it.
I don't see it.
Did you ask Omar to send it in?
Yeah, Bean sent out a little email to both Omar and myself.
Huh.
I just winged it.
Huh.
Is it pretty good, though, Ralph, if we were to hear it?
It's really good.
Yeah? Okay.
Because really
it's Foo Fighters. One of 33 songs that they're donating to an album.
Speaking of new music, Taylor Swift dropped her third single today.
Don't think I didn't stay up waiting for it last night.
Is that a brag?
Refreshing my phone, 9 p.m., 9 p.m., 9 p.m. Come on, come on. Oh, there it is. Yeah, it was fun.
Sounds fun.
Fire must cleanse us.
Fire must cleanse us. Fire must cleanse us.
Ralph, you're a huge Taylor Swift fan. What do you think of the new track?
I think old Taylor can come to the phone. Because apparently she's not dead at all. Because this song sounds like it was written by a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, exactly what Bean likes.
It is a 13-year-old girl's diary entry. Oh, my God, you're so gorgeous, and I can't even talk to you, and it's so unbelievable. Like, I can't believe you're not mine with all the gorgeousness you are of your whole face, your whole gorgeous face.
You are the lyrics, basically.
That is pretty accurate, actually.
It's goddamn unlistenable, so I'm going to force you all to listen to it.
That clip we have, unfortunately.
That one we have.
We don't
no
have
Foo
those,
Fighters.
Right.
But we got, it's just, I can't believe my boyfriend's not here, and look at you, and your gorgeous face is just, I can't even speak at you.
Why do you hate love so much?
Why is she a child? She's a grown-ass woman.
She's in love.
Why does she sound like she's a 12-year-old in the parking lot of the skate rink?
Dean, I think that both Ralph and I would be able to completely ignore her if it weren't for your crazy love of her. She would never come on our radar.
It's inexplicable.
Let's hear a little gorgeous, shall we?
Gorgeous.
This is a parody, right?
Mm-mm.
You should take it as a compliment that I got drunk and made fun of the way you talk. You should think about the consequence of your magnetic field being a little too strong. And I got a boyfriend, he's older than us.
Is that just the most, is that just... Pap or what?
Yes.
It's like she listened to Yaz upstairs at Eric's and was like, I'm just going to do all the synth pop in the back, and then I'm going to
talk
F
about stuff.
Everything up with these lyrics. That is horrible.
That's craptastic.
Bean.
I like it.
Bean.
I like it.
Like it.
I like
just
it.
Saying that because
no,
we hate it.
And I'm telling you,
one can like it.
The more time you spend with it, the more you will like it as well.
Right.
Like a cult.
Like heroin.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to run that risk because I'm not going to spend any
right?
more time with it.
Exactly.
I'm good, thanks. I'm all
3
good.
Weeks from today, the album comes out, you guys.
I'm all full up with crazy right here. I'm good, thanks. Damn it, she's awful.
Thank you for playing that, Ralph. That
I
made my whole
stop it. I want cartoon death for her. I told you many times. I will not be happy with a regular death. It has to be something cartoony. It has to be an anvil. Being dropped off a bill like the Acme Anvil Company.
Okay.
Someone slips and pushes one out a window and she's walking underneath it and she gets turned into an accordion, a human accordion. She walks away from the echo. Or a piano lands on her and she goes, and the keys are like her teeth. It has to be something cartoony. It's the only satisfaction.
I like it. Let me ask you this. Can't it be really good
for a 13-year-old girl?
But not for you. Can it be really good, but not for you?
You thought that song was really good.
I really like it a lot. I do, yes.
Well, I got nothing for you. Wow. We can't have a conversation. I'm
asking if maybe it's subjective and maybe it's just not to your taste. Just like you
can't. Because I'm not 12.
Because, as
and
an female.
Right.
As an example.
It's childish. Can you admit it's childish?
I think she is speaking in the vernacular of a young person in love who's just completely smitten with a person that they almost have no words for around them because they love them so much.
Because look at their face.
Right? Look at their face, yeah.
Because your face, just look at your face with your face.
That's a very memorable
line. Look what your
line.
Face is doing right now. I can't even look at it because look at your face.
Face.
Oh, my God, your face is all facey.
Right?
And I'm all, oh, my God,
you're
I
so gorgeous with your face and your whole magnetic field.
Face.
So just drinking sunset and vine and other things that are cool.
Your face.
My God, it's like a song written purely from emojis. God damn it.
Right?
Today's celebrity birthday is Danny Boyle, 61 years old today. Viggo Mortensen is 59. Snoop Dogg, 46. John Krasinski turns 38 years old. And Kendall Swanepoel. Celebrates her 29th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Shibas Beach.
K-Rock. LMNOC's alternative rock. Rock.
We're a bunch of sorry sons of bitches.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
KROQ.
Radio.com.
Are you guys aware that it is illegal in the United States to say the words Merry and Christmas together? Did you know that?
Yeah, it's not being.
I don't think that's true.
I'm pretty sure President Obama, that remember when he laid down the Sharia law in this country?
That is not true. Never
happened. Same time he said you're no longer allowed to say Merry Christmas anymore.
No one ever said that.
Well, that's the impression I'm getting because I saw President Trump the other day doing a speech. I think he was in Virginia or someplace, I want to say. Wisconsin? I don't remember. But he decided in mid-October it was a good time to revisit the war on Christmas.
So let's give our country the best Christmas present of all. And speaking of Christmas, yes, you want to hear it?
Yes, we do.
Speaking, I just, you know, I'm talking about Christmas present. I'll give you a bigger Christmas present.
Say it.
You're going to be saying Merry Christmas again.
There it is.
Okay?
There
you're going to say Merry Christmas.
Wait, that's...
You know, you go to the stores, and they have the red walls, and they have the snow, and they even have the sleigh and the whole thing. They don't have Merry Christmas.
What?
They don't have Merry Christmas. I want them to say Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. But I want Merry Christmas.
All right. So happy holidays are okay, but you got to also say Merry Christmas.
Has that ever stopped?
Yes, no. Kevin. Listen to the man.
I didn't understand that.
Let's get the president on the phone. We're lucky enough that from time to time, number 45 is willing to carve some time out of his busy schedule and join us here on the Kevin Beach Show. Mr. President, welcome back, sir. Happy holidays to you.
Merry Christmas to you, okay? That's what we're going to be saying now. Merry Christmas.
Okay.
And I just want to wish everybody out there listening to KLOQ's X to have a merry, merry Christmas. And that's what we're going to say again, okay? Merry Christmas. That's what we're saying.
Now, I said that last year and the year before.
Well, you were breaking Obama's Muslim law then, apparently.
I don't...
Because you can't go in. You go to the department store, they've got the red walls.
Right.
You know all the red walls that they have?
Right. Right. Yes.
Got the green.
Yeah.
The green chairs. All the famous Christmas green chairs.
I don't know
like
about
they
those.
Do. Right.
It's got all the purple tables. Okay.
All right.
All the things. But they don't say Merry Christmas.
But I
Why
think
aren't they saying Merry Christmas?
I think they do, sir.
Merry
I think
Christmas is what they should be saying.
I think a lot of people say Merry Christmas. I think it's a thing.
And now that all the other problems in the country has stopped, I'm focusing strictly on Christmas Gate.
I'm sorry, did you say all the other problems are
Everything's
solved?
Everything's fixed.
Okay.
Everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to wish everybody Merry Christmas in October.
Okay. Well,
especially the people in Puerto Rico. Okay. They got to get their act together because they're really starting to be a bummer.
Okay. they're having a hard time, though.
They're trying real hard.
Christmas. They need a little Christmas
right
down there right now.
Well,
so,
maybe you could send some stuff their way.
Maybe some water.
I'm going to send them things because I'm like Santa Claus, okay? I'm like Santa Trump is what a lot of people call me.
No one's calling you that. Ever.
Santa
no one has said
and
that.
I have a lot in common. A lot of people are saying I'm just like Santa.
No, okay.
Right? So?
Where we both live is completely white.
Okay.
That makes sense. We're surrounded by elves. Okay? We work with elves.
Elves, okay.
Jeff Sessions. You ever seen him?
Yeah, a little elfish.
Absolutely an elf.
Yes.
You gotta be an elf.
Okay.
We're big stars. Santa and I are both big stars.
Okay.
Big star. You can grab them by the reindeer. They don't mind. Nobody
okay.
cares.
Okay. All right.
We're both big fans of ho ho hos.
Okay.
We both have the red walls, of course. The red walls.
I don't know about the red walls. I hate to challenge you on that.
I'm going to send everybody a special present. And I'm going to wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Those are my kids, Don Jr., Ivanka. The other one.
Right.
Eric.
Eric.
Right.
What's wrong with Eric, by the way? Anybody know?
I mean.
He's like missing a chromosome or something.
He's a little derpy. He is, yeah.
I think not enough oxygen in the world. I don't know. Something's up.
But you're getting off topic, sir.
Oh, and what's the Horace one? Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Right.
She's not Horace.
She's Horace. And I want to wish all my friends, like Ivanka and her Jew husband, a Merry Jew Christmas. And all the Muslim friends, happy Muslim Christmas.
They don't have to say the same things.
All those people,
okay.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
That's all I want to wish.
Okay.
Is this going to own the Christmas album this year? You guys still doing that?
We're not doing that. I haven't done a Christmas album in 10 years, no.
Smells funny in here.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
LA and OC's alternative rock. K-R-O-Q.
K-Rock. 2-2, and Bellinger lines one down the right field line. It's 1-0 Dodgers. Hernandez deep into center field. That is up, and it's in the basket. A home run for Kike Hernandez. Now Turner drives one into the gap in right center. And the Dodgers are up 3-0. Hernandez sends one deep, and that ball is gone. It's a grand slam. Kike Hernandez. And Forsythe down the left field line. That is going to go off the wall. And the Dodgers keep the pedal down. 9-0 Los Angeles. Hernandez, a high fly ball. Is he going to do it again? Kike Hernandez has done it again. His third home run of the game. And the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the pennant. The Dodgers are headed to the World Series for the first time in 29 years.
I mean, come on.
Come on, indeed. By the way, I kept thinking about Enrique Hernandez. Had he had the opportunity to get up at the plate another time and hit another home run to make a triple, that would have been the greatest hitting for the cycle of all time.
He hit three.
Oh, to hit a triple. I see. Yeah, if he would have hit a fourth home run for the and a triple, it would have been like a like hitting for the cycle with all home runs.
I don't. Okay.
Okay.
So, just saying, so a it was cycle amazing. Is a single, double, triple home run, right?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you're saying that it would be a cycle of home runs, which
home
is not
runs.
A thing.
I didn't
which
think
is
that
not
was a thing.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not,
okay.
But that's how remarkable it was. He almost did that.
Right.
Right.
That seven thing that RBIs. Doesn't exist.
Bean's new baseball rules.
What's happening? I thought I was confused before.
It was amazing to watch. And like we've said so many times throughout this season, the thing about the Dodgers is they can beat you in 100 different ways because it's not like you just got to wait for that one or two guys to come around in the lineup. They're all great. You know what I mean? And everybody's stepping up, and it's just amazing. And as we pointed out earlier today, Dodgers aren't going to the World Series. If Kevin doesn't tune in to Game 3 and Game 5 of this NLCS, Kevin is the reason.
I'm
I
saying
think.
That is not the that is
well,
not the case, sir.
Big, big part of the reason.
That
I
is
mean,
not the case. Mm-hmm.
You watched and you rarely watch baseball, but
right.
You tune in for Game 3. They won that game.
I saw you hit a home run, and that took about, I watched about 30 seconds.
But then Game 4, you didn't watch at all. You didn't tune
right,
in for a second. And what happened?
Kings,
refresh my memory. What happened Game 4?
Kings hockey, and they won.
Nope.
Oh, you mean
four,
Dodgers? Oh,
yes,
Dodgers.
They
I
lost.
See. No, Dodgers lost, but the Kings won.
And then they don't care about that.
Okay.
And then Game 5, you did tune in to what happened last night.
11-1.
Dodgers win again. So yeah. It's you, Kevin.
I don't feel like it's me. I don't, because I can't be counted on if the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. That's not on my shoulders.
Now, Muggs.
That's on everybody's shoulders.
Muggs, who's standing there in his Dodger t-shirt this morning, you say you, as a fan, contributed to the win last night.
I did. And normally, I don't believe in these ridiculous superstitions.
Because they're stupid.
They're so stupid.
And yet, we all do them.
I was taking my daughter for a stroll in the mall yesterday afternoon, about 2 hours before game time.
So you were lost?
How dare
that's,
you?
That's what Muggs calls it.
And I was about to exit the mall, and we passed a Lids, which is a hat store. And they have a display of all the Major League Baseball teams.
Okay, we're off at 10, by the way, just for the record.
I'll get to the point. I'll okay. get to the
which,
point.
Which mall was it, Muggs?
Oh, it was the Topanga Mall.
Okay.
Right
uh-huh.
off there, Owen's
all
Mouth.
Right,
and,
yes.
So I'm passing, and we're leaving the mall, and I look into the store. And
well, what
the,
do you see?
The
hats?
Last thing I see. Listen. This is crazy.
Just get to the point where you buy a hat.
I didn't even buy a hat. The last thing I see when I look into the store is the Chicago Cubs hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I continue walking. I'm like, oh my God, that's the last thing I saw. And I'm leaving the mall, and the game is in 2 hours.
Mm.
I can't have that be the last thing I see, because that means they're going
to
win.
I need to turn this stroller around.
I need to turn this. So I turn the stroller around and to make sure that I saw the Dodger hat before I left the building.
Okay, that's insane.
Yeah,
I
know.
I respect it.
I do, too.
Absolutely.
It's insane, and we all do it.
Yeah. I had to do it.
I don't know why, but.
Look, here's
did
what I know.
Did you get one of those pretzels while you were
yes,
there?
Yes, Wetzel's
so
delicious
good.
Cinnamon.
Oh,
how do you
so
know the pretzel
good.
Wasn't part of it?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
I don't know.
True.
I don't know. Maybe you have to do everything
that
the same.
That is a good point.
Everybody has a superstition.
It looks like you got to take your daughter back to Topanga on Tuesday.
Before every game.
Before every game.
And look at the Dodgers hat before I
agree.
Leave.
Agree.
Okay. All right. So that's what we're looking for here. You are a Dodger fan. You contribute to their win because you're part of the Dodger Nation. What will you do? What have you been doing that has helped the Dodgers win? What will you continue to do starting Tuesday when Game 1 of the World Series happens at Dodger Stadium? We're taking your calls and your text, 1-800-520-1067, right after this on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Side effects may include unpleasant taste, headache, dizziness, and morning drowsiness.
K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock.
Let's take one phone call. Let's make it David in Los Angeles. Hi, David.
Hello.
Hello.
We're talking to Dodgers fans about what they do to contribute to the win when they're watching on TV. What kind of sports superstition do you have that's working for you?
Our family had to sit in the exact same spot on the couch in order for them to win.
Is that right? So somebody else is sitting in the wrong spot. You go, no. Let's all arrange ourselves like we were before.
Yes, in game four, my uncle sat in my spot, and we were losing. In ninth inning, I told him to get the hell off. And I sit down, and Turner hits a home run next pitch.
Wow. So that's science right there, you guys. Right?
It is, yeah.
Now, do you have any kind of a policy for when people have to or get to get up and go to the bathroom?
In between innings only.
Okay.
All right.
That's very reasonable. Keep doing what you're doing. Go Dodgers. Thanks, David. All we're saying is if you're a Dodgers fan, you got your part to play, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Everybody does.
They don't win if you don't do your thing during the game. And I think sports fans know that sometimes you forget or you don't do it and then they lose and then it's on you. And now nobody wants that.
We're admitting up front that this is incredibly stupid and yet it runs all of our lives.
Well, because it's true and it works. Jenny is proof. She's on line six. She's from Whittier. She's up first in this segment here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Jenny.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Congratulations on your Dodgers going to the World Series.
Go Dodgers. Yeah, so this is what I have to do. I am a huge, huge Dodgers fan, but I'm bad luck.
Oh.
So what I do, what my part of the whole superstition is that I avoid the games. I don't watch them.
Okay.
I don't post about them. I don't talk about. I even hesitated to even call because I'm like, I don't want to jinx anything.
Jenny. What if you jinxed it with the call?
That sucks to be a jinx for something that you love.
No. I'm wearing my lucky blue socks. So
that counteracts the phone call.
Oh, yeah. Good. Thank God. Oh, thank God.
It's science. I had a bagel. I totally made sure to, counteract the jinx.
No,
but Jenny, I have to ask, so how does it work? Do you have a procedure in place where somebody just lets you know when the game is over and who won?
I basically have to rely on seeing, a screen of a TV somewhere or kind of if I'm scrolling Facebook. And I scroll quickly. I'm like, okay, that's all I need to know.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it is. We went to a Dodger game a few years back, and they lost. And, I went to another one, they lost. My brother-in-law is the one that actually said, you're horrible, horrible luck. You can never
Maybe
watch
it was your brother-in-law.
Again.
I don't know, man. It sounds like Jenny. Sounds like it's Jenny to
Could
me.
Could be. Jenny's doing funny. The right thing. Wow.
Sure. All right. Well,
I'm doing my part.
That's a big sacrifice, not watching.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Or not posting about it or talking about it. When I post anything, it's like, I can't talk about Schmeichball or the Schmodgers.
unless you're wearing your blue socks.
Right.
Blue socks.
That makes everything better.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, Jenny. Keep doing what you're doing. Let's go to line eight. This is Colton's Damien up next on K-Rock.
Hey, Damien.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How do you help?
Well, just recently my grandma passed away. Huge Dodgers fan. The reason why we're all Dodgers fans. And her wishes were to have her ashes buried with my uncle. And on a whim, I just happen to have my Clayton Kershaw jersey in my car. So my jersey is buried with her at Rose Hill Cemetery.
Whoa.
Aww.
Wow.
So they're going to win one for grandma.
Absolutely. It's bittersweet because we want grandma here, but just feeling some way like I helped Kersh get over his hump, even though I know I had nothing to do with it, just makes it all more.
Hey. Don't Almost sell yourself real. Short here, Damien. I think you had a lot to do with it. I think Grandma is here, and I think she's enjoying the hell out of this. Thank you for calling, sir. We appreciate it. Speaking of Kershaw, by the way, from the 909, this text comes in from Andy. This postseason, I wore a Clayton Kershaw hat every single game except on Wednesday when they lost.
See?
That one's on me. I'm sorry, L.A. Go Dodgers. Perfect example of what we're talking about. All right. I don't know about Tim in Santa Clarita line two. Tim is being called upon to do a tremendous sacrifice, but let's find out what's happening.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you helping the Dodgers?
Well, see, before game two, I got a root canal, and they won.
And so now I'm pretty convinced I need to get another one because I'm going to win the World Series. And my wife's trying to convince me I'm crazy, but...
Now, wait a minute.
I got a dentist appointment.
You got a dentist appointment? Do you need another root canal?
I don't need another root canal, but I'm ready to do whatever I need to do.
All right, now let me ask you a question. Did the root canal only work for that game? Or was it for the whole series? Like, do you need to do four more root canals now?
Ooh, I hope you're wrong.
I think one per series is as much as you could ask a human.
Yeah, get it done before whatever game it was. Was it game two? Before game
all
two?
Right.
Yeah, so just get it done before game two of the series. We're good, Tim.
Right,
just tell the dentist to pick whatever tooth he wants. Just give you a root canal. All right, thank you for the call. Let me ask you guys this about sports superstitions. Of course, it's different when it's the players involved, right? Because that can affect their mood and their confidence and a lot of things.
Sure.
When did the not shaving thing start? How long has that been going on in sports?
I don't know, because that's gone on forever in hockey, but I don't know that it's the same for all sports.
Jay,
do they
Lancaster,
do that in baseball?
They do, yes. Oh. Jay from Lancaster, 661, says, I've grown out my beard. I haven't shaved since they clinched, and it's working pretty well so far. Go Dodgers. So he's willing to walk around looking like Justin Turner if that's what it takes to win a World Series. So he's doing his part, too. All right. Where do you want to go? We got time for a couple more. Who do you
Let's
like?
Let's go to Maria. How do you say your name?
Maria.
Maria in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Hi. What do you do?
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what I do. I go through the Scott Avenue entryway to Dodger Stadium.
So you go the same way every time?
Yeah, okay. Same way every time.
Right.
I go up the escalator, say hi to Mark, because he's awesome.
Okay.
And then I get a Super Dodger dog at the same hot dog vendor every time, and I get exactly 6 napkins.
How did you decide 6 napkins was the magic number?
I don't know, but I swear it works every single time. Sunday night, I was at the game. I forgot the napkins. I made the boyfriend go get the napkins. He got them. He brought them back. They won.
Well, that was a near miss. That was a near miss right there.
That was close.
You're lucky.
That was real close.
I mean, thanks to a Cubs fan, we won on Sunday, and it was an amazing game. So I'm excited to see what we do next.
All right.
Do you have season tickets or something? You're going to the World Series?
I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to get there. I go to somewhere between 15 to 25 games a season.
All right.
And
okay.
We go to spring training every single year with my mom out in Arizona. So we're devoted fans. We've been doing this for about 10 years since I moved back to L.A.
Well, what a great year for you this year, huh?
Yeah. Everybody at work called me last night. It was awesome. So
all right.
Hopefully I get out of a few assignments today.
Yeah, we need you there Tuesday. Do your part, Maria. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Is that it? Do we want to do one more?
I thought that was it. Okay, let's
play the song, because this one came in on the Afro line.
Hey, just wanted to say one thing to all those Chicago fans. No Cubs, no. No Cubs, no. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Dodgers made you lose today. No Cubs, no. No Cubs, no. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubbies really lost today. Help.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Really bad.
LA and OC's alternative rock. K-R-O-Q.
To be honest, this is really one of my favorite times of the whole week because it's such a surprise. We have no idea what's going to happen when we keep it 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Keeping it 100.
Keep it 100. I keep it 100.
100, 100.
All right, before we meet Carlos, here's what we almost heard today, and I'm so sorry, Hannah in Orange. My name is Jonas by Weezer was text number 99. And on the other side of that, John in Hacienda Heights was looking for a little Joy Division, Level Terrace Apart, which also would have been great. But neither of them are Carlos and Cerritos, who joins us on K-Rock right now.
Hey, Carlos.
What it do, nephew?
What it do? What's going on with you, man? How's your Friday looking?
Well, looking pretty good right now.
Dodger fan?
Nah, man. I hate the Dodgers.
Get off my phone. Get off my phone.
We don't have any time for you then. I'm sorry. We can't take your call. You can't even fake it? What's wrong with you?
Come on.
Nah, man. I got to be real.
The team's going to the freaking World Series. How about a little excitement for your city? Come on.
Yeah, nah. I only root for the Kings and the Lakers.
All right. Well, Kevin, he's one of your people that it sounds like.
But I'm pro Dodgers now. I want all my friends to be happy. It's exciting. Come on, fake it.
Nah, man.
Carlos.
Can't happen. Can't happen.
All right. Well, you're a bad, bad man, but you were texter number 100 for Keep It 100. Tell us what song you picked and why, please.
Detachable Penis.
And why?
just because I haven't heard it in a long time on the radio.
That's good enough for us.
You have a lot of penis feelings, do you? All right, we'll play it for you. Thanks for listening to K-Rock.
Keep It 100.
People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
Not gonna lie, that sounded good.
Right?
Detachable penis.
Although Carlos, kind of a dick.
If we weren't locked into 100, we would have done 99 or 101.
Yeah, it would have been fine. Would have been fine, but we're true to our word. All right, we'll do it again next Friday. We'll keep it 100 here on K-Rock.
A grotesque monstrosity.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Born of relentless inbreeding. Chronically flatulent.
K-Rock.
All right, Ralph is here with our final look at the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. I'm frankly stunned thinking about the way this show began today that we made it to the end of the show. But yeah. Here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
I got stuff to give away. For example, tomorrow at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino, it's going to be the big bike beer fest.
Yay!
You got 15 breweries. You got your blackjack tables, food trucks, live performances from some great music from... K-Rock's Sonic DJ, Nubez, there's those Handsome Devils, Hollywood U2, a lot of great music. You can buy tickets for $20 at thebike.com, or you can win a 4-pack of passes right now to the Bike Beer Fest at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. You got to be 21 years of age or older, and you got to be ready to party with Beer Mug.
I think I need a colonic as well.
Right?
Going for the butt.
That's going to be a hot, hot time. When those beer colonics.
That is fantastic.
Why don't you give us a call right now? You got to be 21 years of age or older. So why don't you call caller number 21. How about that? Caller number 21. We'll get a 4-pack of passes to the Bike Beer Fest at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino.
How has life been for you up to today?
Prepared to answer that question.
I mean, it's coming. That's the arts right there. You know, laughter, sad, cry, everything.
All three of those.
Laughter, I love you, Poppy.
Thank you. Hey, Bean. Boeing. Yes, did you hear about Boeing?
David Bowie passed away a few years
ago.
Oh, no. What's going on with Boeing?
Boeing is offering $2 million to anyone who can successfully create a functional jetpack.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
They're looking for a personal flying device.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to give you $2 million if you can come up with it.
Yes.
Bean's at first. First.
Of course he did.
Well, we talked about it on the show a couple weeks ago, and I said the same thing I'll say now, which is 60 years they've been working on jetpacks. What's so hard? Just do it.
Why don't you just whip one out and then collect that $2 million?
Because I'm not a scientist.
How about you just shut the hell up then? If you don't know how hard it is.
Okay. I mean, apparently it's way more difficult than the rest of us think because they should have been here by now.
Well, the rest of us think it's hard, by the way.
Yeah,
really?
I would have no idea how to go about it.
To build something that lets you fly around? Yeah, I would think that'd be pretty hard.
Well, clearly it is because it has been in talks for 60 years.
Right.
It's so hard that Boeing has said, you know what? We're out. We got nothing. Anybody? I'll write you a check for $2 million if you can come up with something because we build things that fly and we can't come up with anything. So we're going to throw it out there to the crowd. Well, that's how tough it is.
I hope somebody gets on it because it's time.
So get on it.
But you wouldn't even use one.
Absolutely. Oh, I 100% would.
He would, and it would be his last day on Earth. He would go straight up.
The guy almost killed himself on a moped.
He would come straight back down.
On a jetpack.
Full speed.
It'd be like Wile E. Coyote. Right to the side of a cliff.
But so far in, no one would ever find him.
We were promised jetpacks.
Yes, right. Roddy. Thank you.
Right.
Let's stay on the bean tip, shall we?
Right?
Taylor Swift dropped her third single from her album.
Sorry, I just get very excited when you talk about Taylor.
It's from her new album, Reputation. And remember how she told us that she's going to be a brand new Taylor? She's gritty and she's all growed up and it's tough and look what you made me do. I wear leather. I bathe in diamonds. Remember that? Well, it was all a lie because the third song is just as amateur and childish and rinky-dink as you could possibly imagine. It is ripped from the pages of a 12-year-old girl's diary. It's called Gorgeous. And it talks about how his face is so gorgeous. I can't even talk to his gorgeous face with all the his whole face being there, all facey, there on the outside of his head where his face goes.
She loves love, and you don't understand that.
It starts with a baby. It starts with a baby saying gorgeous. That's how baby song this is.
Gorgeous. You're so gorgeous. I can't say anything to your face.
That hook, though, right?
And I'm so furious at you for making me feel this way.
You guys are starting to love it, aren't you?
But what can I say? You're gorgeous.
That's bullshit.
You hear it that second time, and it just locks in, and now you realize you actually love it.
That, I cannot believe that it's not a star of a Disney Channel.
It really does
show.
Yeah, it really
that
does.
It's one of those 13-year-olds they crank out of the Disney factory, and then they give her an album. You know, like the Demi Lovato machine, the one that created all those stars. Mm-hmm. That sounds like, I can't believe that guy from I Love Chinese Food isn't behind that song. That's what it sounds like. Who's that? Patrice?
Right? It does sound pretty much the same.
Exactly.
Your gorgeous face. Your face is so gorgeous and it's so facey face. You have a face and I can't look at your face.
Pop star Taylor Swift is the latest in a long line of celebrities peddling death.
I don't think it's that strong.
Exactly.
Come on.
And face.
Hate to be on his side.
Sounds to me like we're all on board with that song. That's my takeaway from this conversation, is we all love it.
Someone get him a jetpack.
No kidding.
And a clip.
And your cats aren't that cute.
Right, Taylor Swift.
She does reference her cats in the song, by the way.
Oh, God.
Going home to her cats.
Come on, Bean. Just stop. Stop the facade.
I love her so much.
You're dead to me.
Today's celebrity birthday is Danny Boyle is 61 years old today. Viggo Mortensen turns 59. Snoop, diggity dog, dog, dog.
I'm not sure.
Pretty much that's what he's going by these days.
Is it? All right.
Isn't he? Snoop Lion? Wasn't the Snoop Lion?
No, I think Lion is gone.
Lion's gone?
Yeah, that was just for his reggae project. I think he was Snoop Lion.
46 years old today. John Krasinski is 38. And Candace Swanepoel celebrates her 29th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This reminder, the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2017 goes on sale today at noon. Today at noon at Ticketmaster. You have to have the password to be a K-Rock Street Team member to get that. Night one is Muse, 30 Seconds to Mars, Queens of Stone Age, Rise Against, Prophets of Rage, Run the Jewels, Cold War Kids, Judah and the Lion, Royal Blood. And night two is Morrissey, The Killers, Weezer, The Lumineers, Foster the People, Phoenix, Walk the Moon, Franz Ferdinand, X Ambassadors, and Vance Joy. Buy those tickets.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
That was impressive.
Was that on tape? Was that edited together?
No,
from a bunch
I watched his mouth
of...
do mouth things. Yeah.
You read so many things in a row.
Yeah. But you all shut up. I'm not done yet.
I do want to say, though, that if you did not get that password, Kevin has said it's okay to email him about it. He loves it.
I don't
Kevin
at
krock.com.
That may not get your desired result.
If you need that password by noon, just email Kevin. He'll hook you up.
On your drive home today, listen to Stryker's commercial free-for-all, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealer.
There he is.
There we go.
There's our boy.
I did pretty well, right?
Pretty well.
That's a win for me.
Yep.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Pretty good.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's the luckiest day ever.
Well, I tell you, I would like to say goodbye, just like I always like to say goodbye. And I got a little something here I want to make a toast first before I say goodbye. Remember, like the old Wolfman just always like to say, just being here with you is just like being here with you. Yeah, you know what I mean? And you,
yeah, you're toasted. All
gonna give you a little toast.
He sure is.
Bye, everybody.
Anyways, I'm gonna go cry in the bathroom. Peace out, homies.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
This is some bullshit.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
They're all losers. I hate these guys.
K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock.
Orale, Dodgers. Let's go, Dodgers. Let's go, Dodgers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.